Tonight we're going to look at that wee parable and this portion of the Word of God that our brother Ian read to us, the parable of the Great Supper. I'm sure each one of us this last few days have been involved in sitting around the table, and we've been faring sumptuously and we've been eating far more than we should have been eating. And my thoughts were turned to this parable and to what the Lord said, even regarding the Great Supper. This chapter commences in verse 1 with the Lord going into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread. And it says there in verse 1 of the chapter, they watched him. They watched him. They were always watching the Lord Jesus Christ and seeing what he would say and trying to catch him out. And then he heals the man that was had the dropsy. And he deals with it being lawful to heal on the Sabbath day. And then in verse 7, he deals with those who desire the chief positions when they're asked to a wedding feast. And then he's asked a question in verse 14. And it says there, "And thou shalt be blessed, for thou canst not recompense, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, "Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." And this is the Lord's reply. Then said he unto him, "A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." Come, for all things are now ready. That's the text we want to look at tonight. Very simple. Nothing complicated about it. And the first thing we want to look at is the gracious invitation that's extended. It says there in the first place about coming. And I was thinking about coming. A child can come. Whenever they get on their feet, and you say to them, "Come," they can understand it. Nothing complicated about it, they can come. An adult can come. And you know, tonight in this meeting, who are we coming to? Well, I believe in this portion of the Word of God, we're coming to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you need rest in this meeting tonight? This world is in turmoil. Oh, it will go down in history as a year of turmoil. There's been turmoil in the economic world, in the political world, in the moral world, in the religious world. No matter what way you look at it, it's been a troublesome world, a troublesome year. But here is the Lord inviting you, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's the come for rest. I was thinking also about Noah. Noah lived a similar day to what we're living in. He lived in a day when there was much sin abounding. And God saw how the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You know, the Lord sees the evil that's going on across the world. Don't you think that the Lord doesn't see it? For the Lord sees it all right, and he sees it. But you know, it says in the Word of God that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he told Noah to make an ark. That wasn't Noah's plan, but it was God's plan. It was God's plan for his salvation. And there was only one ark. And whenever the ark was made, God gave him the call, "Come thou, and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I found righteous before God." God was in the ark. And he was given Noah the invitation to come in. And I was thinking about this just this week. The ark was complete when Noah was going up those steps into the ark. It wasn't a half-finished ark. But the ark was complete, and thank God our salvation is complete. And you know, this is a come for safety. And you need safety. You know, the judgment is coming. All those who are outside the ark, judged. All those who are inside the ark were safe. There's only one place of safety in Noah's day, and there's only one place of safety today. And that's in the person and in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another come, and it's found in Isaiah. And it says, come now. Not tomorrow, not in 09, but come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's the come for cleansing. Do you need cleansing tonight? Little brother said, we're all born in sin, and we're shaven in iniquity. And in sin did our mother conceive us. And we need to be saved, we need to be cleansed. And the only way we can be cleansed is with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gracious invitation is extended. And you know there's another one, and it's found in Isaiah 55 and verse 1. And this is a come for satisfaction. And there's young people here tonight, and you're looking for satisfaction. And the only place you can really be satisfied is that whenever you come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Our brother said there's a bit of a kick in the world, and we've all been there. But many a time when you come home from the pleasures of the world, you say, is this all the world has got to offer? And real satisfaction is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The wee hymn says, now none but Christ can satisfy. Not another name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. It says in Isaiah 55 and verse 1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Praise God, there's a bountiful supply there. And he that hath no money, come ye. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Thank God there's all that we need and more in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Queen of Sheba, whenever she came and saw Solomon, she said, the half had not been told me. I know, praise God, whenever we're saved, for the blessings he giveth, good measure, pressed down and running over. Come. Why are we to come? Why are we to come? Well, I believe we're to come because the Lord has made preparation. All things are now ready. All things are now ready. The ladies and maybe some of the men, I'm going to take a wee drink from my mouth, getting a wee bit dry. The ladies and maybe some of the men were making preparation. The table has been spread, and those things that you don't use every day are brought out and put on the table. And the invitation says, all things are ready, come and partake. And I was thinking about this. You know, it says in Galatians 4 and verse 4, and it's quoted many times, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. You know, this was no afterthought. But you know, God had a plan, just as Noah, he gave Noah the plan for salvation for him. So he has a plan for salvation for those who would come and trust in him. And thank God the Lord Jesus Christ came. He came. And you know, it says in Matthew 1 and 20, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This was no ordinary birth. This was the virgin-born Son of God. Never was a child born like the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't start in Bethlehem. He was always in existence. He was always there. We never can look back to a time when God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost weren't there. But my, he took upon himself our nature. It says in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you know the Saviour was wonderful in his birth. He was wonderful in his birth. A body, it says in Hebrews 10 and verse 5, a body thou hast prepared me. God the Father didn't send an angel. No, he didn't send an angel. But he sent his own Son. You know, it says in Philippians 2. And what does it say there? It says, who being in the form of God, that's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ was wonderful in his birth, but he was wonderful in his life. You know, when he was 12 years of age, they went up to the temple. And there he was talking with the learned men, the doctors. And Mary and Joseph, they went a day's journey. And it says in the Word of God, they wist not that he was in the company. And you know, maybe that's been you over to 2008. Maybe you went this year and you think the Lord's with you. They never missed him. And that was my fear for my own life and for the church and for the denomination, that we could go through the mechanics of religion. We have got all everything set out, and we know the right phrases to say, and we know the right prayers to pray. But we need the Lord's presence with us. And you know, it took them 3 days to find the Lord. They saw him amongst their acquaintances, but he wasn't there. And you know where they got him? They got him where they left him. And you know, you'll get the Lord where you left him off. You maybe have left off the place of prayer. Well, you need to get back to the place of prayer. You need to get back to the place where you meet with the Lord. 3 days journey. And my, the Lord, the Saviour, is wonderful in his birth. He's wonderful in his life. Never man spake like the Lord Jesus Christ. As he stood there at the grave of Lazarus, and they called him forth. Thank God for each one in this meeting who's saved. He has called us forth. We heard the voice of Jesus calling us forth unto everlasting life. And as he stilled the storm, remember the story of the disciples. He told the disciples to get into a boat, and he was with them. And there arose a great storm. And you know, he was asleep. And they awakened the Saviour, and they said, "Carest not that we perish." And he arose, and he rebuked the wind. There's maybe a storm in your life, and the only one who can rebuke that storm is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He can give you calm. He can give you peace. And as he fed the 5,000, what a wonderful Saviour we have. But he was not only wonderful in his birth and his life, but praise God, he was wonderful in his death. He died an atoning death. And there on that middle cross, as our brother John was praying about it in the opening prayer, he cried, "Finished." And what was he doing? He was making preparation for us. All things are now ready. And the veil of the temple, it was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And those who study the Word of God said that horses couldn't tear that veil. But thank God, the God of heaven smote it through. And we have access this evening hour to enter in by the new and by the living way. And by the precious blood of the Lamb, no more veil. God bids us enter by the new and the living way. He's wonderful in his ascension. For he ascended from the Mount of Olives. And he's in heaven tonight as our advocate. And as our day's man redeemer. He's representing us tonight. We're hearing around the table of the Lord this morning. He's our surety. He stood in for us. And the wrath of God that was my due upon God's precious Lamb was laid. And by the shedding of his blood, thank God, the debt he freely paid. He'll be wonderful and he's coming again. He's coming back to the Mount of Olives. And his feet will touch the Mount of Olives again. This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Come, for all things are now ready. What have you done with the gracious invitation? What have you done with it and with the preparation that has been made? You know, when the table's spread and the invitation goes out to you, what a snub it would be to the host if you said, I'm not coming. A very ill snub to the host. But that's what many have done. They have just turned their back and they went away. Maybe you're found in one of these groups as mentioned in this parable. Listen to it. One of them went to the farm. They were too busy. They had bought a bit of ground. Nothing wrong with farming. It's a good life. But they went to see it. Maybe as the cattle. This man had 5 yoke of oxen there. And today they'll be talking about the tractors. And this other fella, he had married a wife. There's some of these young fellas looking for a woman. I would tell you, be careful what woman you get. You need to be sure you get the right one. This woman here, this fella, he had married a wife and he couldn't come. She was a hindrance to him. And many a woman's a hindrance to a man. If you're a good woman, it's a great blessing. Praise God for that. But this fella here, he had married a wife and he couldn't come. Maybe domestic things is your problem. Taken up with the domestics of this life. Oh friend, can you say you've accepted the invitation and say, I'm feasting on the living bread. I'm drinking at the fountainhead, and whoso drinketh, Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again. Verse 22 says, yet there is room. Friend, tonight, there's still room for you. Millions there have been supplied. And still there's room for more. There's an urgency in it. Go out quickly and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. I do believe that every place will be taken. I do believe that every setting will be filled. I wonder, friend, will you be there? You know there's a last invitation. And it's found in Revelation 22. And with this, I'm going to finish. Revelation 22 and verse 17. And what does it say? And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. 3 times it mentions come. Come. For all things are now ready. There used to be the Craig's Conventicle up there. It went on for many a year. And there was a wee man from Cullibaggy. And he used to sing a hymn there most years. Someday you'll hear God's final call to you. You know, God calls once. He calls twice. But sometimes he called for the last time. And this could be it, my friend, if you but knew God's final call. It says in verse 24, none of those men that were bidden shall taste of my supper. You have been bidden. You have had the gracious invitation extended to you. Brethren and sisters have given you a tract. They've talked to you. You've invited you. And you hear the night. All things are now ready. The Lord has done everything that needs to be done. Salvation is finished and it's full and it's free. And all you've got to do is come and accept it. Come, for all things are now ready. I trust that even tonight, the last Lord's Day, night of a weigh-in. You'll accept the offered grace. You'll come and welcome to Jesus. Put your faith and trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God, you'll never regret it. It says in Revelation 19 about the marriage supper of the Lamb. And those who are seated there have on the robe and it's white linen. And how do we get the white linen? By faith. Accept what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Accept that his offering. Accept a cleansing through his precious blood. And then thank God to be able to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Come, for all things are now ready. May you do so for his name's sake. Amen.